Hey, NFL fans, you can start the season with a big return on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.NET in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
I'm sure you're sworn to secrecy, but what can you tell us about the rings?
The rings are in the safe in the office, and basically nobody has seen them. They are massive. I will say that would be a word. And we'll go from there. So there are probably four of us that worked on the ring and got a little bit of input stylistically from a couple of players. But really, the players didn't want to have any input. They want to be completely surprised tonight, and they are going to be completely surprised. They have not seen the ring.
Ceremony tonight. It's Christian Arkin. It's Andy Hart. It's WEEI Afternoons. We are live down here at North Station. Really, we are at Big Night Live in studio, in the ground level studio. Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce are upstairs, I believe, in Studio B recording their podcast right now.
So we're in Studio A?
I believe we are. I'm not sure which studio
this is.
We're
the A-listers.
I mean, honestly,
Kevin Garnett, old basketball
Paul
players.
Pierce, Andy Hart, Christian Arkin. I mean, you tell me. There's also a watch party tonight. You can get tickets on Ticketmaster. It's upstairs in Studio B. You got to be 21 or over to go up in there. We are next to the Card Vault at TD Garden. If you're a content creator looking for a place to record, you can do it right here. Book your time at bignightmedia.com. That was Wick Grosbeck this morning with Hillman, and they were talking about the size of the rings, which apparently are supposed to be just ginormous, even though Tom Giles isn't getting one. He should be getting one, by the way. I'm going to stand by that.
You also never know. Sometimes they surprise employees that could be afterwards.
That could certainly
like they
be.
They give them to players, executives, and then it's like, oh, you rest, you get one too.
For Celtics fans of a certain age, banner raising was something very common. It happened basically every year. If you were a fan back in the 60s during the Bill Russell, Bob Cousy era, in the 70s, they had a 2 out of 3 1 year with Cowens and Havlicek. That wasn't a dynasty, I wouldn't say. But there were 2 championship seasons in that decade. In the 80s, of course, you had the Bird Celtics, and they won 3. The 90s, we don't have to talk about. And then, of course, in the 2000s, that was the last one, and that was the Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Rajon Rondo, and Kendrick Perkins championship 16 years ago. So some space between the last couple. It was 86 to 2008. That's a 22-year gap. And now from 2008 to 2024, a 16-year gap. And that got me thinking about Celtics history and where this team stands and where this group could stand in Celtics history. Now, it's going to be nearly impossible to ever come close to what the teams in the 60s did, because that was
right.
I mean, that was in all sports. I mean, there's Montreal Canadiens, the Yankees, and the Celtics. Like, that was it. Those were untouchable runs that I don't think anybody's going to get to. But could this team be on par with, like, the 80s Celtics? I say yes. I think they can be. I think that they can win at that type of clip. I think that they can be something more than, and I know that the Celtics, it was sort of concurrent dynasties, them and the Lakers at the same time, but they were a dynasty. They won 3 in 5 years, and they had Bird be the three-peat MVP, and had Hall of Famers all up and down the roster, including six-man Bill Walton. So that's a great roster. I think this roster's right up there with it. So, and if they keep it together, as long as they have all these guys signed for, they could absolutely hit those heights.
Yeah, I think they could make a dynastic run, Hall of Famer. I think they have two Hall of Famers right now. I think Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are both going to be Hall of Famers.
Holiday might end up being a Hall of Famer, too.
That's what I was going to say. Can you sneak a third in there? Because I think that would be, you'd start to check off various categories.
Yep.
I also wonder.
And also, if they win multiple championships, that's going to help all of their Hall of Fame stats.
Oh, absolutely.
Porzingis and White and everybody, they're all going to be.
Drives you in.
Al Horford could just be the Hall of Fame. I mean, listen, that's the way
it works.
Take
the pike and head west and just go to Canton.
Basically,
Springfield.
Yeah. A lot of Celtics in there already.
The other thing that I wonder is, do you need, so you said it, the Celtics had the Lakers, right? Well, multiple times, but like Bill Russell had Wilt.
Yep.
Like you have the foe that proves your dominance in a way.
Absolutely.
Do they need a foe? Like last year, everybody kind of, as Giles brought up, devalued the path.
And it, to me,
it's not devaluing it. It is what it is. It was what it was. It happened the way it happened. But do you need greatness? Do you need a resurgent Nuggets? Do you need a resurgent Bucks? Do you need something that really puts sort of the cherry on a run through the postseason? Or is it okay to just kind of, whatever, doesn't matter. You won three titles in 5 years. You're a dynasty. I don't care who you beat.
I'd say no, you don't, because who was the Jordan Bulls' main rival, you know?
Well, they had to get past the Pistons, right?
Yeah, to start off, they had to beat the Bad Boys Pistons.
It was probably the Jazz by the end of it, because they played them in back-to-back finals, right?
But do you consider the Jazz to be
They're kind of the answer to the people that never win anything.
Right, it's true. I mean,
they never won anything because they had to play Jordan's Bulls. They went to back-to-back finals.
I don't care.
Don't tell me about the pain. Just show me the baby, as my high school coach said.
They had to go through the Knicks a lot. They had to go through the Pacers. The Celtics in the 80s, they didn't start winning until the 90s, and they had to beat, you know, the Bad Boy Pistons, as you mentioned. But I don't consider them to be the chief rivals. And then it just went on and on and on, and they never lost. Like, that was the main thing. They didn't lose until Jordan went to play baseball. So I'd say no one takes away from their greatness without them having a chief rival like the Celtics had to the Lakers. So I don't think that would hurt these Celtics either.
I also think if you want to, And as history is written down the road, can't you go back and say, and they won their first title going through Luka and Kyrie, which was considered at the time the best backcourt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're just writing one line about the opponent as you kind of go through down the history books, I think you can fluff that up. We may not believe it. It may be more than what we thought at the time. But history can show those two are Hall of Famers, correct?
Even Shaq and Kobe's Lakers, like, who was their biggest rival?
Yeah, good point. I mean, they had to go through the Spurs, I guess, but it was when they three-peated, it seemed like they were sort of on top of everything, and they beat kind of nothing teams like the Nets, you know, those old Kenyon Martin, Jason Kidd Nets, Sacramento.
It was like Allen Iverson 1 year, but he was pretty much alone.
Yeah,
he was
alone.
And that's why I don't consider that Laker run similar to the great ones.
Yeah,
that's kind of second tier to me.
I mean, they were a great team, and they were a great dynasty, but
sure,
you're right.
It's not...
Warriors had the Heat and LeBron, so I mean, there's recent ones, there were two teams going back and forth at each other. I think it would make for more drama and be more entertaining if the Celtics had a peer
like
that they
OKC
could really go against. Sure,
they get good and they're good for the next 3 years, and you're going, you know, you meet twice in the finals or something.
Problem is going to be the same thing that happened with OKC last time. Aside from Gilgeous Alexander, those guys are all going to say, get me the hell out of Oklahoma City.
Probably.
I don't want to live here forever. I don't care how good this team is. I don't care how many championships we could win. Send me anywhere else. I got to get out of Oklahoma City. Just my personal opinion. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll take a quick break here. When we come back, we will reset on a tumultuous offseason for your reigning champion, Boston Celtics. We'll go through it all.
Hey, NFL fans, you can start the season with a big return on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.